Today I'm joined on Radio Jackie by Jerry, who has been chosen to take part in the Copperfield 5-day trek. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that? What's it in aid of and how far is the trek?
Yes, so I've been picked, a couple of thousand people, about 100 of us get picked, 120 of us get picked. So we are going to trek Mont Blanc in the French Alps over 5 days. It's all in aid of Copperfield, which is a breast cancer charity. So they're part of their kind of mission statement is to encourage men and women of all ages to kind of check themselves and educate people and obviously try and get it caught as early as possible. The people that are taking part in the trek have either gone through breast cancer treatment or myself, three members of my family have had breast cancer and other people in my family have been affected by cancer. So I've been chosen to go on the trek, so it's going to be quite a hard challenge, but definitely something that'll be extraordinarily rewarding once it's been completed.
Oh, 100%. So you mentioned that you were up against a few thousand people in the application, weren't you? What was the application process like and why do you think that you were chosen?
Well, so I decided to apply. So this year is what I call my yes year. So I've just not long turned 30 and this year was my yes year. So when I applied, it was kind of how can you get the team through? Why are you applying? Kind of getting to know you, getting to know how good you'll be in the team and at completing this challenge. I'm hoping that I got picked because I'm quite a positive person. I like to have a laugh, but I also like to set myself a lot of challenges. So I've done mud runs, fun runs, different fundraising things for various cancer charities. And this is probably the hardest one that I've been chosen for. So it was just an online application. Completely forgot about it, even booked a holiday for the time when the actual hike is. So luckily my cousins obviously understood and we've moved the holiday as I didn't really think, I didn't think too much of it. So when I did get the email saying you're in, it was quite a surprise, but a very, very nice surprise.
You can have the holiday to celebrate afterwards.
Absolutely.
You've kind of touched on it already, but I'm going to ask you again anyway. Why did you want to apply for this trek in the first place?
So I wanted to apply for a couple of different reasons. The main reasons being, so my mum and two of my other relatives have battled breast cancer, and this is a breast cancer charity. So it's something that's very close to my heart. My dad sadly passed away from his battle from cancer when I was about 18 years old. And a lot of other friends and family have either awaiting diagnosis or going through treatment, have gone through treatment. So this is a huge challenge. I want to spread awareness. It's also something that's very, very kind of close to heart and that I've had a lot of experience with.
And what does it mean to you to be chosen to take part out of all these thousands of people?
If I'm being honest, I was being picked about a month or so ago and it's still sinking in. The enormity of it is slowly kind of coming to the forefront. So I was quite shocked. I'm really empowered to do it. I have had a bit of a wobble, but I think that's kind of just within how large of a challenge this is. But it's seeing the people supporting me. It's seeing people sharing their stories. I've met some absolutely amazing women who are going to be taking part in this trek. And I've been told that it's going to be quite life changing. So it's extremely emotive for me. And I'm just, yeah, it's very hard to put into words kind of what it means.
Now, you've raised money for the Royal Marsden before, haven't you, by doing pub quizzes and mud runs you mentioned. What does your training look like for this trek in comparison to a mud run?
So mud runs, they're fun. There's no kind of time limit on them. You don't really mind waiting in a queue or it's just a fun day. Whereas this is 5 days, up to 9 hours trekking. Through the French Alps, so we don't know what the weather's going to be like. It could be raining 1 minute, could be nice and sunny. The training for this, I do need to put further training in. So it's kind of getting my body used to the endurance, the hours, getting my hips and my mental state kind of ready for the challenge ahead. As much as it sounds lovely and exciting and fun, it will be physically and mentally challenging. I'm kind of trying to do more weightlifting, going on hikes and the hikes are getting harder and harder as they do them and longer to prepare. So I'm hopefully I'm in good stead to kind of be ready for the challenge ahead.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm sure you will be. You said that there's around 100 people doing the trek, isn't there? And that includes celebrities as well. Do you know who's going to be joining you yet?
It does. It hasn't been announced who the celebrities are. Obviously, our lovely Queen of the Jungle, Giovanni Fletcher, is the head of organising this. So there have been a few names floated around. I have a few names in my head that I would quite like, but we don't know officially now who the captains are. And I'm not too sure when we're going to find out yet. So it's all kind of very interesting. We're all on tenterhooks to find out who they are.
And how do you feel ahead of the trek? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm quite nervous at the moment. I want to hit my fundraising goal and I want to make sure that I'm not kind of training behind or letting people down. So I am nervous, but I'm also extraordinarily excited to go somewhere new, do something that is probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so it's a mixture of complete and utter nerves and complete excitement and disarray of what's going to go on.
And how much have you raised so far and what is the target?
So far I've raised just over £1,000 in about 4 weeks. And the target is closer to £3,000. So I've got a little bit of time left, but our first target it needs to be hit by the start of June, so I'm pushing through, and I've got about £300 more to raise till I've hit the first target.
Amazing. And an important question is, how can people donate?
So I have a Just Giving page, so I'm obviously can give you guys the link to that. I'm not sure if that's something that can be popped on the website, and I've also got various social medias that have the link to donate via the Just Giving page as well.
And what would you say to people who will be listening to this to encourage them to donate to your Just Giving page?
It's cancer is something that affects a hell of a lot of people. It's one in two now. So whether you're not affected by it or you have been, it's something that's prevalent at the moment. But it's also just a reminder to, there's lots of information on the Just Giving page, so to check yourself, to get to know your body, to get comfortable in your body, and not to be worried about going to see a GP. It's better to catch it earlier than to kind of experience and go through it, and hopefully just to be inspired by my story. If I can, you know, have quite a lot of members of family go through the challenges that cancer brings along with it, anyone can face it and kind of give it a go, give any challenge a go.